Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Don Close from Rabo AgriFinance. We've crossed the Rubicon, talking cattle markets with Don in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services, along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. And be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
3 weeks ago, had the chance to talk with Don Close, Rabo AgriFinance, about the cattle market. Caught up with him at the Texas Cattle Feeders Convention in Oklahoma City. At that point, we were still not quite over the top when it came to getting leverage back for the feedlot into the business. Now, fast forward to the last few trading days, and by golly, we've got leverage back on the side of the feedlot into the business.
Absolutely. Just the shift in psychology that has occurred. We finally got through that 125 level, and we're now seeing 132 pretty much north-south trade, 206, 207 in the beef. So I think you just said it. The market is finally in a much, much better foundation. Where we'll be for the remainder of the year, I think we've pretty well done it. We'll get, 133, 135, I think is very likely.
And you guys are smart. I mean, you were talking 135 as a peak earlier this year.
We've been talking that for a long time. We'd been talking it for so long that we were getting a lot of second guesses on whether we were going to get there or not. But I think the real positive component of that is not so much of, yeah, thank goodness we're where we're at, but it sets the stage for the price outlook that we've got for 2022. Okay. And as we continue to see an improving equilibrium between what's available for a fed cattle supply and any stability or improvement on harvest capacity or capabilities, I think the real benefit of 2022 is we will finally start to see that live to cutout ratio price and the cattle feeder share of that beef value really start to narrow.
And when we see those stronger cash cattle prices, the fat market, it's helped the calf market, the yearly market, noticeably as well.
Unquestionably so. If you look at what we have seen for certainly for yearling prices, but even calf prices this year, where the corn prices, particularly with basis in your listening area and the panhandle, we're talking some pretty hefty break-even prices on these cattle. So we really need to see this market follow through and develop into a stronger market throughout 2022.
So, Don, what are you thinking about for 2022?
Our forecast for 2022, we've got an annual average price of 140. So I still think that's really aggressive. But if we're going to see an annual average of 140, when we get to that spring high this year, to see prices in that 145, 146 level, if we're going to need to see that then if we're going to be right on our average. Now, the other thing is to play off of what I was just talking about with measured reduction in supplies the second half, I don't think we will see as much seasonal decline from our spring highs to summer lows. That we will see more underlying support in the market through the summer next year than the traditional seasonal pattern.
Market analyst Don Close. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
There's only one place where you can go and connect with over 400 agricultural companies in one day, and that's the Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show. Visit with exhibitors spanning all segments of agriculture like chemical application, precision ag products, livestock equipment, seed, and so much more. You can chat with dealers, kick the tires, and even get in the driver's seat of all of your favorite products from John Deere, Case IH, Massey Ferguson, and more. Visit AmarilloFarmShow.com for a list of exhibitors and join us at the Amarillo Civic Center, November the 30th through December the 2nd.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.